بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا تھیم فار دس ٹاک از دا پرافٹ آف اسلام اے ماڈل فار ہیومینٹی. The Prophet of Islam, a model for humanity. According to the Quran, the Prophet was sent to all mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. God says that we have sent you a mercy, a blessing for all mankind. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Prophet of Islam was a model for all men and women. So every aspect of Islam has universal meaning. So everything in Islam is universal. Quran is a universal book. God is Rabbul Alameen. Prophet of Islam is a prophet for all mankind. So universality is the most important aspect of Islam. There are so many books published about the Prophet of Islam, but all these books fail, almost all these books fail to give the true picture of Islam, of the Prophet of Islam. As far as the Muslims are concerned, they have taken the Prophet as their pride. So they always try to depict the Prophet in these terms. If you read their books, you will find that according to their description, he was superior all the prophets and he was a miraculous prophet. There are so many stories about the Islam that have no base in Islamic scriptures, but Muslims believe these stories as a fact. For example, they believe that there was no shadow of the Prophet. Prophet was a light. Prophet was not a physical being like us. Prophet was a light. So there was no shadow. It is nonsense, but Muslims believe like this. Then Muslims believe that Prophet was Alimul Ghaib. He knows everything, even today. He knows everything. All these things are baseless. You cannot find a single mention in the Quran. So according to Muslim belief, Prophet was a miraculous prophet, a mysterious personality. So if someone is a mysterious personality or a miracle, then how it be a model for mankind? Model means that Prophet, if he was a model, then he must be a human being. Only human being must be a model for us. One who is not a who is a one who is a miracle who has a mysterious qualities, who is a superior prophet, then he is not a model, he is not an example. One Muslim poet has said, Badas Khuda Budurg Tui Qissa Mukhtasar. It means that after God, Muhammad was the most superior person of all the universe. This kind of notion, this kind of belief is baseless. So if you read Quran, you will find that Quran presents Prophet of Islam as a model. But these stories are quite contradictory to this fact. Then the non-Muslims also have published so many books. For example, British historian Carlyle has published a book, Heroes and Hero Worship. In this book, he says that Muhammad was a hero prophet. Muhammad was a hero prophet. Then an American Dr. Michael Hart has published a book, The Hundred. In this book, he says that Muhammad was the supremely successful person throughout the history. An Indian scholar, M. N. Roy, has published a book with the title, The Historical Role of Islam. In this book, he observes that Muhammad was a miracle. His achievement was miraculous achievements. He says that his achievements were most miraculous of all the miracles. But this kind of praise are simply praise. This kind of praise has nothing to do with the main purpose. The main purpose is that Prophet of Islam was a model. So we have find some principles in his life. We have find some guidance in his life. Now I would like to give some examples from his life. What guidance we can find in his teachings or in his life. I think that the first contribution of the Prophet of Islam was the belief in oneness of God, that is Tawheed. His first teaching was La ilaha illallah. When he was appointed as a prophet in 610 AD, he used to say, Ayyuhan nas qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. O people, say, there is no God but one God. You will be success. This was a revolutionary message. You know, throughout the history, man was worshipper of nature. Nature worship was the greatest religion of all mankind. Sun was God, moon was God, stars were God, oceans were God, mountains were God, animals and trees were God, So everything was God. This was the greatest, this was the most important teaching of the Prophet of Islam. Because what is nature? Nature is creature. Creature. Nature is not creator. So all these people were engaged to worship the creature, not the creator. So due to this, man was living in blindness. God created all these nature as a blessing. All those techniques, all those sciences were hidden in this nature. All those civilization, all those civilizational item, all those industrial item, so all the science, all the industry, all the technology was hidden in this nature. But people were worshipping the nature. If you worship the nature, you cannot take it as a subject of investigation. The worship was a constant obstacle. Nature worship was a constant obstacle towards investigation, towards exploration, towards scientific studies. So Prophet of Islam removed this obstacle. After long, long effort, he made people believe that nature is simply creature. Nature is not a god. So when nature was displaced from the divinity, then science started. Then began the scientific investigation in nature. So it was the Prophet of Islam who started the era of science. What is science? Science means all the sciences are based on nature. Science means natural sciences. So when nature was God, it was not object of investigation. But when the Prophet of Islam displaced nature from the divinity, then the process of investigation began, and the era of science started. This was the first contribution of the Prophet of Islam. Prophet of Islam gave mankind the idea of Tawheed, that is oneness of God. It means that God is the creator and all these things are creature. All these sun, all these moon, all these stars, ocean and mountains, everything is creature. So don't worship creature, but worship God. This was the beginning of science. This was the beginning of modern technology. This was the beginning of modern industry. So this was the first contribution of the Prophet of Islam. Then there is a chapter in the Quran. This is Al-Asr, chapter Al-Asr. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. History is a witness that everyone is in loss. So in this chapter, Quran gives a sweeping remark In this chapter, Quran makes a sweeping remark that all the people of history were case of failure. Now, if you study the history of thought, you will find that this remark is quite correct. For example, all the thinkers, all the philosophers, all the leaders were obsessed with idealism. Everyone wanted to establish an ideal world. For example, Socrates and Plato and Aristotle wanted to establish ideal state, but they failed. They died in despair. Then Rousseau wanted to establish an ideal democracy, but he also failed. He was not able to establish ideal democracy. There is no ideal democracy in the world. So the ideology of Rousseau was not successful. Then Bertrand and others wanted to establish ideal world government, but they failed. There is no ideal government. There is no ideal rule in the world. Mahatma Gandhi wanted to establish ideal village government, but he also failed. There is no ideal village government in India. So why all these thinkers and philosophers failed? All these leaders failed. Marx wanted to establish an ideal economy, but he failed. Nehru wanted to establish a society based on socialism, an ideal society, but he failed. So all the leaders of the history, all the thinkers of the history, all the reformers of the history wanted to establish an ideal world, but they failed. Prophet of Islam told first time in the history that ideal cannot be achieved in this world. It was the Prophet of Islam who proclaimed this fact that ideal cannot be achieved in this world, because this world was not created for this purpose. God never created this world as an ideal world. This world is a testing ground, simply testing ground. You cannot find an ideal job in the examination hall. It is not possible, because examination hall is a testing place. So in this world, you have to accept less than ideal. Ideal can be achieved only in paradise, that is, in the post-death period of life. The Prophet of Islam told us that our life is divided into two parts, pre-death period and post-death period. Pre-death period is a testing period. So in this world, in this period, we cannot establish an ideal society. Here we all are on test. We are put on test. So we have to accept less than ideal position. Ideal cannot be achieved in this world. This was the first to proclaim by the Prophet of Islam. All the philosophers of the history They were obsessed with idealism because they were unaware of the creation plan of God. It was the Prophet of Islam who told us about the creation plan of God. He told us that in this world you have to accept less than ideal position. Otherwise, you will be lived in despair and die in despair. All the reformers were obsessed with the problem. Every reformer. When they wanted to do something, they found that there are problems. Life is like rose plant. There are flowers, but there are thorns. So all the thinkers, all the reformers wanted to. They took the problem as an obstacle. All these reformers took the problems as an obstacle. So they wanted to remove these obstacles. It was their thinking that without removing the problem, we cannot do anything. So all the reformers were engaged in fighting, and they failed to establish their dream world because all were engaged in problem. They took problem as a permanent obstacle. Now, first, the Prophet of Islam told us that problem is an integral part of life. You cannot remove problems, just like thorn. You cannot remove thorns from rose plant. You have to accept thorn. It is beyond our capacity to remove all those thorns. So is the case of life. In our society, also there are problems. These problems are not an evil. They are a part of society. Then the Prophet of Islam said that Innamal Usra Yusra. According to the law of nature, with every problem there are opportunities. With every problem there are opportunities. So he gave the formula, a new formula. If the formula adopted by all the reformers was remove the problems so that we may be able to establish our required society. But this formula was not practicable, it was feasible. Prophet of Islam gave us another formula. That was, ignore the problems and avail the opportunities. This is the realistic approach of life. When you cannot remove thorn, you have to accept the rose, the flowers. So when we are not in a position to eliminate all those problems, so we have to be realist. We have to accept it as a fact. But he told us that It is a law of nature that with every problem, there are some opportunities. So the real formula, the natural formula is that ignore the problems and avail the opportunities. So by adopting this formula, he achieved great success. And a British historian, E. E. Klett, has described this formula in these words, that Muhammad faced adversity with the determination to wring success out of failure. But I say that the formula was this: ignore the problem and avail the opportunities. So this was a success for, this is the only successful formula in this world. No other formula is available. This is the only natural formula. This is the only realistic formula. Then the Prophet of Islam gave us another principle. There is a problem how to live in a multi-religious society. So the previous formula adopted by the people was that accept the state religion. So you know, before the Prophet of Islam, there was religious persecution in every country. Religious persecution was the formula adopted almost by all the nations, all the countries. Under this religious persecution, there was no peace. Now Prophet of Islam gave another formula, that is lakum deenukum waliya deen, for you your religion, for me mine. In other words, follow one and respect all. This was the simple formula in a multi-religious society. This formula was based on the principle of coexistence, religious coexistence. So the Prophet of Islam was first to give this formula. In pre-Muhammad period, in every time, in every age, there were religious persecutions. Religious persecution means that state religion is the only religion. No one was allowed to follow any other religion. In pre-Muhammad era, no one was allowed to follow any religion other than state. So this kind of principle created religious persecution. And religious persecution was worst thing in the society. Prophet of Islam gave this formula: follow one and respect all. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. This formula was based on tolerance. Previous formula was based on persecution. But this formula, this prophetic formula, was based on tolerance. On tolerance. It was this formula that started a new process in the history that we may call freedom. Now we enjoy freedom. Now we are living in a society of freedom. Now freedom is a part of every society. But who was to initiate this kind of concept? It was Prophet of Islam who initiated this process. Now, present concept of freedom is only a culmination of that process. Then there was a great problem. All the farmers, all the reformers and all the thinkers were obsessed with politics. Everyone wanted political power. Their thinking was based on political power. Prophet of Islam was first in history who depoliticized the human society. He was first in history who gave this formula that politics is simply, political power is simply a administration. Political power is simply for administration. And all other aspects of life must be free. For example, education, dawah work, industry, education, all these institutions must be free. So Prophet of Islam gave this formula to decentralize the politics. To decentralize the politics. Now we are living in an age where everything is free. Now we call the government as an administration. Now the government is called administration. Simply administration. All other fields are free, like education, industry, scientific research, dawah work, education, all these fields are free. So we live in an age where we live in an age that may be called decentralized politics, decentralized system. But this system was initiated by the Prophet of Islam in Medina. Now our present form is a culmination of that beginning. Prophet of Islam started a new process in history. And present system is only a culmination of that process. Now, Muslims of present age are quite unaware of this fact. They are obsessed with politics. They fight for political power. They don't know the value of institutions. They don't know the value of institutions, of organizations. Now we are living in an age where we are free to establish institutions, to establish organizations. Except political administration, every field is free. We can establish an educational empire, we can establish a dawah empire, we can establish an industrial empire. There is no hindrance. So now government is reduced to administration, and this concept was given by the Prophet of Islam. He initiated this thought in the history. He started the process. And now we are enjoying the culmination. The present system is only a culmination of that beginning. You know, in previous ages, people were living in mythology, in superstitions. all the human races, all mankind was living in superstition. But Prophet of Islam initiated a new, Prophet of Islam opened a new chapter in history, that is scientific chapter. After the scientific revolution, we were able to get rid of these superstitions. This was the great blessing of the Prophet of Islam. He was able to free the people from all these superstitions. Then let us take the equality. In previous history, there was no equality among people. Man was divided into different categories, black and white, inferior and superior, rulers and ruled. So the humanity was divided into different categories. It was Prophet of Islam who proclaimed, La fadla li arabiyin al ajabiyin wala al aswada al ahmara. He, as a head of the state, at that time he was the head of the state, and he proclaimed in Hajjatul Wida that everyone is equal, there is no difference. So he was the first to proclaim equality and established a society on this principle. You know, Swami Vivekananda was a great scholar of India. He has admitted, he has acknowledged this fact in these words, that if ever any religion was able to establish equality, it was Islam and Islam alone. If ever any religion approached to this equality, it was Islam and Islam alone. This was acknowledgement of Swami Vivekananda. So Prophet of Islam was first to initiate equality. And now we are living in a society, in an age, in a world where, according to the United Nations, it is well established that everyone is equal. But this is culmination of the process initiated by the Prophet of Islam. So this is the real contribution of the Prophet of Islam. Those Muslims who try to depict the Prophet as a miraculous personality, as a mysterious personality, they are not doing a good job. It is to underestimate the prophetic role of Muhammad. Muhammad was not a mysterious person. Muhammad was not a miraculous person. He was a practical model. Then those historians who acknowledged the Prophet as the most successful person, they are simply presenting some praise. There is also praise. But praise is not enough. The real aspect of the Prophet of Islam was that he was a model for all mankind. Wa arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. The real aspect of the Prophet of Islam was not that he was a miraculous person, that he was a mysterious person, that he was a light rather than physical being. All these things are simply a reduced picture of the Prophet of Islam. All these things are simply a reduced picture of the Prophet of Islam. The real picture of the Prophet of Islam is that he was a blessing. He gave us a model. He gave us a true ideology of life. He gave us the answer of all those problems. He told us what is the creation plan of God. Because if you are unaware of the creation plan of God, you cannot plan your life successfully in this world. If you want to plan your life on successful basis, then you have to know the creation plan of God. So people were blind. People were unaware of the creation plan of God. Before Muhammad, people were unaware of the creation plan of God. So they were not in a position to see things in light. They were living in suppositions, in speculations. The Prophet of Islam, by the grace of God, told us all these things. Muslims are quite unaware of this aspect of the life of the Prophet of Islam. Due to this, they're fighting. Why are all these fightings? In our present age is a culmination of the prophetic movement. Prophet initiated a process in the history. And present civilization is only a culmination of that process. So all those present opportunities are Islamic opportunities. So we have to avail all these opportunities. Why fighting? These Muslims say that people are enemy of Islam. Everyone is enemy of Islam. This is wrong. No one is enemy of Islam. Prophet of Islam gave us a formula that kullu mauludin yuladu al fitra. Everybody is Mr. Nature. No one is Mr. Enemy. Everyone is Mr. Nature. No one is Mr. Enemy. There is a very important verse in the Quran. Itfa billati ihsan. فَذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنُ وَضَاوَ كَانُّ وَلِيُّ الْحَمِيمِ. It means that do good deed in return for bad deed. If you are facing some problem of enmity, if there are some enemies, so do good deed in return of their bad deed. And you will find that your enemy has become your dearest friend. فَذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنُ وَعْدَاوَ كَانُّ وَلِيُّ الْحَمِيمِ. You will find that your enemy has become your dearest friend. So try to turn this potential into actual. Why fighting? Then Prophet of Islam gave a very important formula of positive thinking. He told us that most important asset of a man is positive thinking. Negative thinking is greatest evil, and positive thinking is the greatest asset. Now, what is the formula of positive thinking? Because, you know, we live in a society where every moment there are some unpleasant situations. In our society, every moment there are some provocation, some losses, different kind of negative experiences, sad experiences. So what to do? So Prophet of Islam gave us a very important formula, that is patience, sabr. Sabr is a very, very important formula in the Quran. Be patient. Ignore all these things. When you cannot remove all these unpleasant situations, so you have to tolerate, you have to forgive. So the Prophet, so the formula of the Prophet of Islam was that ignore all those negative items, then you will be able to live a positive person. We are created as a superhuman being. Our mind has great capacity. Our mind has great, great capacity. Our mind is able to convert negativity into positivity. One German scholar has said that he studied the psychology, science of man, and the most strange thing he found was that man has enormous capacity, unique capacity. Man has the power to turn his minus into a plus. Man has the power to turn his minus into a plus. This is the unique capacity of man. So this is the only formula of positive life. You have to ignore negativity. You have to try to convert negativity into positivity through patience, through ignorance, through avoidance. I think that the Prophet of Islam was the greatest positive thinker in the history. Prophet of Islam was the greatest thinker, greatest positive thinker of human history. You see, the Prophet of Islam was born in Mecca. He started his mission in Mecca. At that time, Mecca people were idol worshippers. They were idol worshippers. So they turned hostile. They inflicted all kind of atrocities. Even they wanted to kill him. In such a situation, he was compelled to leave Mecca. So he migrated from Mecca and settled in Medina. So when he reached Medina, he addressed over there. His first address is present in books. You can read his first address he delivered in Medina. It's very strange, very strange, very strange that he never spoke about the atrocities of Mecca people. No complaint, no protest. You cannot find a single word against Meccan people. Although these Meccan pupils were enemy of the Prophet, they wanted to kill him. They compelled him to leave his homeland. So it was a very, 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 very sad experience for the Prophet. It was open zulm. But when he reached Medina and he had just were there, he never referred any kind of such complaint. This address is included in the Sira Ibn Hisham with this caption: Awwalu khutbatin khatabaha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil Madina. The first address delivered by the Prophet of Islam in Medina. So in this address, you cannot find a single negative word, a single complaint, a single protest. It was completely a positive address. This was the real picture of the Prophet of Islam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أجمعين.